And we've headed on to Quebec and to the Maritimes, and we've come out here. And we're also traveling with two other gentlemen who are not able to be with us tonight, who are operating the sound and lights for a traveling circus. But we'd like to, the three of us would like to thank you all very, very much for coming and for providing us and Rob for doing the sound. It's a lot of work to put on these things, and it's greatly appreciated by all. I should also mention that this tour is partially being financed by the Touring Office of the Canada Council, and to them we are very, very grateful. The Canada Council is slowly being starved to death along with a few other things like the train, and it's a shame. So if you want to make your voices heard, yeah, Canada Council ranks. Rattle your MP's cage. Anyway, we're going to close out with a piece from a poem that I set to music a few years ago called The Stolen Child, a poem of W.B. Yeats. And Yeats was very interested in the territory that the English poet William Blake was. And in particular, William Blake's Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience. And so he was interested in these poems of Blake's, and I can't help but think he was musing over this journey of the human creature through its innocence and experience, and threatened by that horrible cloak of cynicism and whatnot. Yeats's answer to those pitfalls is to run away with fairies. And he makes geographical references in this poem that refer to the County Sligo, where Yeats grew up, a very, very stunning part of Ireland. So, we'll close off with it before the fellows give me the book. They always tell me I talk too much. This is nothing, right? Thank you.